This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Lomelands has a knack for telling stories with deep local roots. In their newest album, Sweet High Rise, the band mixes dark lyrics with reflections on a changing urban landscape. Lomelands are out with a new music video and some fresh-pressed vinyl. They also have an upcoming show at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens in Durham on June 28th. Kim Register and Will Hackney are two of the members of Lomelands, Kim on electric guitar and vocals, and so is Will. Welcome to both of you. Great to have you here.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank. Thanks.
Welcome back. Kim, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Been too long, Frank.
Way too long. And too long. A Sweet High Rise actually came out last year.
Yeah, right? It did. Yeah, we've been sitting on this one for a little bit, and our friend Chaz just decided that he was going to press 500 copies, so we went along with it.
Part of it was, I think when the album came out, you all kind of scattered to the winds, didn't you? And it was hard to really push the album when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted it to come out last year because we had been sitting on it for so long. We made it a while ago, and it's been a long process to get it out. So we really wanted to get out last year, but I was on tour with another band, and we were all kind of busy, so we just kind of send it out there, and so that it's good to have the vinyl version coming out now to kind of have a second life.
And Will, you're with before this members of Midtown Dickens. You're also with other bands. I mean, I wonder what it's like kind of coming back to an album that you did a while ago. And again, you sort of have so many different styles and different forms that you work on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not sick of this record, which I feel like is a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and it's been through a lot of different versions, yeah. And that might be why, actually, it still feels interesting to me, because we worked on it, and it morphed into something really different from the way it started. So,
well, an evolution, I think, describes the music scene here in North Carolina in general. Kim, and maybe I'll talk to you about that, because you were with Midtown Dickens, an entirely different field. You came out of a kind of punk tradition. When you think about the variety of musicians here in this area that you work with, and even the evolution of thought here, I mean, is that what informs the music? It almost gives it a kind of, there's a kind of a North Carolina sound that is that hybrid.
Well, I think a specific part of North Carolina, sure. There's a lot of North Carolina music, I feel like, that doesn't necessarily make it to the airwaves, you know? And a lot of that is like the hip hop in Durham, which is completely, like, out of, I don't know much about it, but I know people that do, and that's been really interesting uncovering that with, like,
it's
the Pinhook and stuff. It's so
good.
Yeah,
it's an amazing scene, but as you say, it doesn't always get out.
So I think maybe this is more, like, my thing with Lomelands is that it's more kind of a rejection, or not even an honest rejection or a conscious rejection. It's just, like, it actually goes just way back to, like, what I used to listen to when I was, like, 12, you know? Like, 94.7, is that the WQDR or something. I don't know.
That used to be us. We were actually WQD and then became public radio. No, I'm kidding.
I knew it felt like home.
Hey, would you play a song for us?
Yeah, for sure. This song's called Folk Hero. It's one of our oldest songs.
Saw her standing alone tonight. The stage was a poem, holding words up to the bright light. Like if you shook them right, the snow would fall down and you could feel the winter in Carolina. Oh, and the crowd was quiet. She was 10 foot tall, a folk hero in her worst. It all went down, oh, just like Big John, when your hero is not a champion. Thank you. She said, let's move on. So we all filed out and took one look at that city skyline, as if we'd been blind, as if now we'd seen all this time how in love we'd been. We felt all right. We were 10 foot tall. We were warm in our hands with words. The crowd was quiet when it all went down, and you could feel the winter in Carolina. Nothing makes you wanna cry. It's a short way to lead a miserable death.
Kim Register and Will Hackney of Lomelands. The song Folk Hero. Lomelands plays Wednesday, June 28th at 7 o'clock at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens in Durham. And that from the album Sweet High Rise. Tell us about the title of Sweet High Rise, Kim. That has to do with Durham, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has to do with the, I think it's, I forget what the building is called, but it's right across the street from the Pinhook.
Which you own, the owner of Pinhook.
Yeah, on Main Street. It's the highest building in Durham right now, the tallest building, and that in and of itself is a thing that's really hard to grasp, that, like, you know, downtown Durham is going to be filled with people who can afford to own, I don't know, like hundreds of thousands of dollars of condos across the street. When we started like 10 years ago, the Pinhook did, and it was not like that.
Yeah, you were all alone there. You were one of the few businesses, like, literally, that was open, right?
Yeah, it wasn't even, there was literally nothing down there. And that's not, I'm not discounting places. Like maybe Gurley's Pharmacy was there, and that was literally about it. But now it's very different. And I just remember I was checking out Open Durham. Do you know?
The website that kind of has a lot of the history of
Durham. Yeah, it's amazing. And I was looking at it, and then I saw this, like, I think the Jack Tar Hotel had been blown up in the late 70s or something.
Didn't know
and
about
there
that.
Was a big, there's like a really amazing video about it, like, crumbling. And you can see the same skyline, you know, Durham skyline. And then you see this building that was huge just imploding. And then the next day I, like, went to work and I saw this other building being built up from where they just destroyed these other buildings. And I was just...
It's like when you show the film in reverse and the building goes back up and all the dust goes away, yeah.
But I kind of wanted to do outside of the Pinhook window, I wanted to, like, show that film on that building being built. I was like, that's art, but I don't necessarily want to instigate anything.
And you are the owner of the Pinhook, a music venue and an anchor for the queer community in Durham, an expanding community. Do you think, what does Durham have to do, do you think, to remain open and welcoming to alternate communities?
I mean, I might not be the right one to ask, because I am in a community that is already welcomed in a lot of ways. But as somebody who has a fair amount of privilege and space downtown. I think I was telling somebody this, maybe the guest that you just had when we were talking outside. I think since it's not like redistribution of funds isn't going to happen on a national level anytime soon, then I think it's up to, like, people who have access to money to just give it away.
Well, there's a redistribution going on, but it's going from the bottom to the top.
Right.
been going on for about 250 years.
The trickle.
Yeah, trickle up effect. I suppose that's a big part of it. I tell you what, I want to ask you some more questions, but I'd love to hear another song.
Okay, sounds good. This song's called Little River.
Stop by the babbling brook, let the water run by, a long-winded river. saying nothing. How can a story be told when nobody knows that two boys died for this? Ooh, the swimming hole.
Homeland's Little River. The band plays Wednesday, June 28th at Sarah P. Duke Gardens in Durham. Kim Register and Will Hackney are here from the band. Their latest album called Sweet High Rise. There's a backstory behind that, too. Kim, will you tell us the story behind that song?
Oh, there certainly is. Yeah, I was looking it up this morning a little bit and still amazed that I couldn't find much on it. But I went to a free school that my friend Molly put on and found out about sort of the origins of the Pride March in Durham. And of course, that's like definitely during like LGBTQ rights. But there was a gay bashing at Little River in which one person died in April of 1981. And
there were two. There were kind of de facto segregated swimming holes, right?
Were two. There was one like gay swimming hole, whatever that means.
People had already sorted that out, but
pretty gay.
But and again, something that really you weren't aware of, and that is not widely.
I had no idea. You know, it blew my mind too, as somebody as a queer that's grown up in Durham, just not knowing this history that really like spurred Durham too as a big city that really cared about gay rights. I mean, there's a lot of queer people that moved here in the 80s, and Michael Penny was one of them. He started Ringside, which was a place that inspired me for starting the Pinhook, all sorts of stuff.
Will Hackney, I want to ask you a question about this album and the arrangements and how you sort of visualized or heard these arrangements.
Yeah, well, our process was generally Kim would bring me a pretty much fully realized song, but kind of in a demo version. And then together we would shape it and figure out how a full band arrangement would kind of enhance the lyrics and the song the best that they could. So, it's really different for every song, but we would just sort of hammer them out and start out with a drum machine and you know,
figure out. I don't
know
why we didn't keep it. where everything's going these days.
Figured out what kind of vibe we're going for, and then brought in a full band to record the full arrangement.
You just run the whole thing through Hookmaster software.
Yeah, I mean, Will is actually Hookmaster.
You are the Hookmaster.
Yeah, I am the AI.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to prove that and play us out. But first, I want to thank you both, Kim Register and Will Hackney from the band Lowlands. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. The new album is called Sweet High Rise. It comes out today, though you may have heard it earlier, and it'll be on sale at Bold City Records in downtown Durham. Also going to be at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens in Durham, North Carolina on Wednesday, June 28th. All that information is at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director with Al Wodarski sitting in today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Lomelands.
Sweet reflection on your leg, I can hold you tightly, oh, not tight as a lover can. Ooh, and I want you to know that when your body fails you, oh, you know that I won't. Keep on walking. I know it's hard to do it.